What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Stack. I'm Alex.
I'm Pete.
And on The Stack, we talk about a couple of comic books that came out this very day, Wednesday. This new episode gets posted at 9 a.m. every week. So if you haven't read new comic books, turn away, go to the comic book shop, pick up your stack, come back here, then listen to the podcast, because we are going to spoil some stuff. I'm sorry about that, Pete.
You should be sorry.
I mean, I know you haven't
really
read anything yet. So
my Wednesday.
I apologize. It occurs to me that maybe you should have read the books.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll read them.
Okay, sounds good. Let's kick it off with a big event that I'm sure you're very excited for. Venomized, woo-hoo! Number one from Marvel Comics. Now, this is a continuation of the story that Cullen Bunn has been telling in the Venom books and various other events and things.
See, Alex, how would you like if you took your favorite superheroes and then venomized them?
So you're saying,
yep,
if like Cypher was like, bam, everybody's got language powers.
Yep.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
See? Then this is for you.
Sure. So Venom has been fighting these beings called poisons that are like venoms who have been venomed for a while. And now they're coming to the Marvel Universe.
I can just see in your face how much you're loving this.
So here's what I will say about it, and then I'm more curious to hear what you had to say. Last we left off, Venom and the young X-Men had been fighting these poisons in space. Now the poisons are heading to Earth, and as the title says, venomizing everybody. Mm-hmm. I haven't been a huge fan of this idea because it's like, what if everybody was venoms? What do you think? What do you think about that? And then what if the venoms were fighting double venoms?
Yeah.
That's not my favorite thing, but this issue is fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's getting a little bit old, but I think that this is just, if you're not like, oh, I'm going to show off my brain and it's popcorn time, it's just kind of over the top Venom action, and it's fun to see a character venomized. You know, I enjoy every time I pick this up, I'm like, which character am I gonna like venomized the most? And
which character? There's a Punisher Venom in here. How'd you feel about that?
Excuse me, cool.
A Punisher poison.
Yeah, I think the Thanos Venom is pretty badass. That's walking around.
Here's my big question. Mm-hmm. Is there's Venom, right?
Right.
Poison isn't exactly the opposite of Venom or worse than Venom.
Yeah.
It's just like Venom is poison, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know. That's all I got. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, let's move on and talk about a big debut from DC Comics, The Curse of Brimstone, number one. Now, this is part of the new era of the DC Universe, new heroes that have been coming out of the metal event. This one is only tangentially related, but it follows a young boy in a small town, makes a little bit of a deal with the devil. This goes out to you, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I could have done without the coal mining town, and oh man, you know, this town hasn't been, since the coal mine went away. It makes me think of Trunk, which that makes me angry. But I
will say it was kind of crazy that the main character was Trump, who turns into this fire beast. Made a little bit of sense, kind of shocking for DC Comics, but yeah. I'm on board.
Well, you know, when you're going to have hair that's on fire. But yeah, I just was.
Don't look to the president because he ain't got no hair.
Yeah. I just think that it's one of those things where it's hard to enjoy a story when you know it's going to go bad for the, because it's like,
sure,
in the beginning, it's like, oh man, my day, I became this brimstone thing. And then you get to hear his backstory. And it's just hard to commit when you know it's like, all right, when are you going to fucking turn into brimstone?
Yeah. My biggest problem with these new era of the DC Universe titles right now is they feel like they're going real slow. Like, this is an origin issue. It ends in a very cool place. The last image, once he gets his brimstone powers, is really neat. And I'm excited to see what happens next. In fact, I would say this is one of my favorites of the new books, just based on the character work that's going on in there. But it does take an entire issue to get to this place. I kind of feel like, particularly with a new title, you got to sell me on the concept right off the bat, you know, particularly if it's not a bat, which is something that DC does really well.
Yeah, I think that, the art's fantastic. And it kind of, it almost has like different panels almost feels like kind of like a Godzilla type of monster thing going on, which is cool. But it was a lot of talkies in between the fun stuff. So
yeah. Will you be reading the second issue?
I'll check it out.
Oh, all right. There you go. Yeah. You're a junkie. Okay, let's move on to our first Image comic. I don't know how to pronounce this, and I apologize, but Isola, I think, number one. I love this book. I thought this was really cool. Oh. I had no idea what to expect. The art style in particular is the real star here because a lot of the issue is silent, but it basically follows a young warrior girl and this weird tiger beast who turns out to be her king, transformed into a tiger, yep, as they are trekking across the land trying to get to safety. That's pretty much it. The art style reminds me a little bit of Korra, the sequel to Avatar: The Last Airbender. But the colors are gorgeous. Everything about it is gorgeous. And it's such a weird, you know, conversely to the Curse of Brimstone thing, it's a weird, interesting world that I want to know more about immediately right off of the bat.
Yep. I love the tiger. I'm a sucker for somebody and a pet, and they're just kind of traveling and having adventures. But yeah, I like the fact that, like, this tiger presents, her king. And I just, it was one of these comics that, like, the first page I was in, just the way the art and it's minimal but artistic, I was just completely on board. And I just can't wait for the next issue. It's absolutely beautiful, sets up this fantastic world, and I'm all in.
All right, let's talk about our next Image comic book, I Hate Fairyland, number 18.
Dude, why do you hate Fairyland so much?
I'm sorry. Let's talk about Fairyland 18, a book that I hate. Is that a better way of saying it?
Oh, come on, man. You hate this book?
I love this book. This is by Scotty Young. I don't know if you've been reading this, but this book is a ton of fun. It's about a girl named Gert who goes on a magical adventure to Fairyland and decades later can't escape from Fairyland and goes insane and starts killing everybody. She's gone through many adventures. Recently, she died and got sent to hell. We got to see a little bit of that. And because that happened, one of her old enemies has shown up back in Fairyland and is going to destroy it this issue. In particular, I was thinking about while I was reading this issue that I can't believe how well Scotty Young has kept this concept going for 18 issues at this point, because it feels like it's a one joke premise. It should have run out of gas like 2-3 issues in, but he keeps finding creative ways to coming back to it, new things to say about Fairyland, new ridiculous characters to draw. I love this book.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that this is made with love. There's so many amazing details. I love his art. It tells such an amazing story, and it's just so fun to look and all the, like, just to really look over the panel to see what little hidden gems are in there. And it's just, I read this twice. I go through without reading it, just looking at it, and then I go back and read it because the art is so good.
Cool. Let's talk about our next DC comic book, Batman, number 44.
Have you heard of this Batman thing? It's kind of a big deal.
No, this is pretty cool. This is another one of those new books from DC's New Heroes initiative, spinning out of the Metal storyline. Here we're picking up with a guy who seems to have bat powers. It's not totally clear yet. And it's pretty cool. He hasn't used echolocution as of yet in this issue, but I'm excited to read more.
This is a really fun issue. I was about to read a Batman issue, I'm so excited now because of the Bat-Cat relationship. And, they've done such an amazing job with this. And here we have just a simple issue, but it's so cool and so powerful. And I love the flashbacks to all their encounters.
The idea of the book is that Catwoman is going dress shopping, technically. More like dress stealing.
Yeah.
But there's a timeline on it. Like Pete was saying, she flashes back throughout the relationship, and it's great. There's so many continuity things that make absolutely no sense when you look back at the entire relationship, the entire span of Batman and Catwoman. Mm-hmm. But Tom King makes it work. It's like you said, it's a lot of fun. We're slowly marching towards the wedding.
Yeah.
Something terrible is going to happen
Don't
at their
say
wedding.
That, man.
Pete.
Don't Pete. Say that. It's going to go great.
Well, as of yet, Batman hasn't seen the wedding dress. Yeah. So that's a good sign. Excuse me. But
was that a well-timed cough?
No, no, that was an accidental cough.
Okay, all right. Sorry, that seems like you hate her dress.
No, I really don't. Yeah, but like you said, every issue of this is good.
She went through a lot to pick out that dress.
I'm really sorry. There's also a wonderful moment to the end between Catwoman and Alfred, which I really liked a lot, particularly because it feels like everybody in Batman's world is slowly coming around to Catwoman, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, you know? It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's like if you married the Joker, that would be interesting. It would take a little time, you know? I want to see that.
No.
Batman marries the Joker?
Dude.
I don't know, that would be pretty cool.
What?
They'd be in love.
There's no way you could explain.
They're fighting, and he's like, I'm never going to stop. And Joker's like, you'll never stop me. And then they look at each other for 1 second, and smoocheroonies.
Wow. Just smoocheroonies, huh?
I think it could happen.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I appreciate your creativity. And
gives new meaning to the Dark Knight Rises. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Let's move on with our last book from Marvel Comics, Black Bolt, number 12. This is bringing to an end one of the most critically acclaimed runs currently in comic books. Black Bolt has been imprisoned in space. He's lost his powers. He's gained his powers. He's gained friends, including Crusher Creel and a young girl with many, many eyes. He's been thrown apart from his family and slowly drawn back together with him. And it's all come down to this. They're fighting the jailer on Earth for all the marbles. And this book was great. I loved it so much. What's your question?
This book was ruined for me by the TV show. I hated the TV show so much.
Are you talking about The Prisoner? The TV show The Prisoner?
No.
Remake with Ian McKellen? Is that what ruined it for you?
No.
Because that was like 2010, Pete, so get over it.
No, I'm talking about the TV show is so bad. I didn't want to read this book because I hated the TV show.
The TV show is called Black Lightning, Pete. It's a different TV show and a different character.
That TV show is amazing.
And it's amazing.
Nobody's talking about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What are you even talking about? What TV show?
Talking about the Black Bolt TV show.
There was no Black Bolt TV show.
What was it called, Pete? Stop being an asshole.
Inhumans. You didn't like Inhumans.
Yeah, I didn't like Inhumans. And so,
whatever. There's just so many Inhumans comic books out there. There's been so many Inhumans comic books.
This never happened to you. There hasn't been a property that made you feel a certain way that then affected other properties?
No, because I'm an adult.
Oh, fine.
Who reads and talks about comic books all the time.
Cool. I guess I'm the asshole. But this is a beautiful comic, really well done. It took me a little bit to get back into it because I was upset. But, it's their love story is what makes this comic
Medusa
so great.
Medusa and Black Bolt. Yeah, it's without getting too much into spoilers, there's a wonderful note that ends it. But there's been a great cast that Saladin Ahmed, who's the author, has built up over the course of the book. And it comes to a really satisfying close. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it was because of sales or what was going on. I know that he's moving on to Exiles, which I'm super excited for. But I just love the fact that this was 12 issues and done, and it told a full story. And I really feel like from Marvel and DC in particular, we could see more of that. You know, I talk about this all the time on the show, but Valiant Comics in particular will say, okay, here's a run. We went 12 issues. We're done. That's it. We told the story we needed to tell, brought the character to a new place. A couple of months from now, maybe we'll bring you a new comic book. And I think that's great. I would rather see that. I would rather see a really good 12-issue story about Black Bolt than a new writer come in and pick up after this and a new team come in and pick up after this because what...
Or some giant event that is
exactly
like,
interrupted or anything like that. It's a better experience for the reader. And I think ultimately in the long run, a better experience for the publisher.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. If you would like to support this show and other shows we do, patreon.com/comicbookcub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. in New York at the Pit Loft. That's totally free. Come on down. We'll chat about comic books with you. We do a couple of other podcasts, Riverdale After Dark, about the show Riverdale. Inside Legion, about the show Legion. After Krypton, about Krypton. And, of course, Pete Beatcast, which is a podcast about Beat.
Yeah. It's Beatcast, where I make everyone come on the show and talk in a normal voice at the beginning of every episode.
Oh, geez. That sounds real boring.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug, Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests we have on our live show.
Check us out on Twitter at Comic Book Live or our website, comicbookclublive.com for the podcast and more. And we'll see you at the movies.
No,
the comic book shop.
Yeah, or that makes more sense.
At the bookstore.